From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us once again is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Will, it's great to have you back on the program.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, we need a little bit of diversion, I think. So first of all, since people have been working on it for 2 weeks now, would you repeat that challenge you gave?
Yes, it came from our old pal Merle Regal. I said, take the name George Steinbrenner, rearrange these 18 letters to get the first and last name of a well-known actor, plus the last name of another well-known actor. Who are these two people?
Well, it makes sense that Merle Regal would come up with this because he lives in Tampa, and that's the winter home of the New York Yankees, and George Steinbrenner, of course, being the owner of said Yankees. And, of course, baseball season is opening up all over the place this coming week, but that has nothing to do with the answer. Who are these actors?
The actors are Ernest Borgnine, plus Gere, as in Richard Gere.
We received close to 700 entries, and our puzzle winner, chosen randomly, as always, is a woman with a very interesting name, Nathane Morgan, and she's in Cuba, New York. Hi, Nathane.
Hi.
Tell us how you got the name Nathane.
My mother said the first girl would be Nathane, and I'm the first girl.
Uh-huh, and she wouldn't give you any more information.
That was it.
Are you a puzzle player? How long have you been playing?
Oh, I love puzzles, and I've been playing this puzzle about 5 years.
Oh, good for you. And sending in entries as well?
Occasionally, yeah.
All right. Well, are you ready to play? Because that's what you get to do.
I'm ready.
She does sound ready, Will, and I think I am too. So please meet Nathane, and let's play.
All right, Nathane, I'm going to give you 2 5-letter words. Put the same 2 letters of the alphabet in front of each of them to make 2 familiar 7-letter words. For example, if I said fancy, F-A-N-C-Y, and spire, S-P-I-R-E, you would add in to make infancy and inspire.
Okay.
Number 1 is agile, A-G-I-L-E, and 8, E-I-G-H-T.
Freight and fragile.
Excellent. Number 2 is biter, B-I-T-E-R, and charred, C-H-A-R-D.
Chard is only one R?
C-H-A-R-D, as in Swiss chard.
Oh,
the vegetable.
Chard. Oh, chard.
Like orchard.
Yeah.
And
there you go.
You got
orchard
it.
Orchard and orbiter. Excellent. Number 3, aster, A-S-T-E-R, and medic, M-E-D-I-C. And I'll tell you that the medic one makes something related to humor.
Oh, comedic.
Yeah. Comedic.
Okay.
And coaster.
Coaster, okay.
Very good. Edict, E-D-I-C-T, and offer, O-F-F-E-R.
Predict and pro-offer?
That's it, proffer. Predict and proffer.
Proffer.
To proffer something.
Okay.
Try this one. Inker, I-N-K-E-R, and range, R-A-N-G-E.
Stinker and strange.
Ooh, that was fast.
Very good.
Grant, G-R-A-N-T, and stake, S-T-A-K-E.
A-K-E. So I'll get messed up with the chard again.
Grant.
Do you know it, Leah?
Any clues?
Yeah, I think I do. The second word would be something you do wrong, sometimes unintentionally.
Okay.
Or you make one of these.
Okay, you're migrant or it's a mistake.
There you go, migrant and mistake is right. And your last one, guest, G-U-E-S-T, and moose, M-O-O-S-E.
I also hate it when they change sound, too.
I mean, yeah,
I get flummoxed there.
And of course, those are the ones I love.
Oh, of course they are. You wouldn't include them unless you love them.
I don't like this one at all.
Moose.
All right, I'll give you a hint on moose. It's something you might say when you want someone to leave.
Vamoose.
There you go.
Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
Vegas and vamoose.
Okay.
See, there you go again. Vegas. Hey, what a partner you are, Nathane.
I appreciate all your help.
Oh, and I appreciate you too as well. It was wonderful to play as a team, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
That's the way I prefer to play puzzle. Thank you very much. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and our favorite, The Puzzle Master Presents, a book from Random House. What's your public radio station?
WBFO from Buffalo with a repeater in Olean, WOLN, and we also listen to WPSU from Penn State.
Go for it. Mention all of them. Nice. Well done. Nathane Morgan from Cuba, New York. Thanks a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Will, what's the next puzzler that our listeners can work on?
Well, this week's challenge is called Sam Lloyd's Shipwreck Puzzle. It was created by Sam Lloyd, the great American puzzle maker of a century ago, and it appeared exactly 100 years ago, 1903, in an old newspaper called the New York American. Say you had a square biscuit. If I asked you to cut it into 9 smaller squares, you'd make 2 evenly spaced horizontal cuts and 2 evenly spaced vertical cuts, like a tic-tac-toe grid. The result would be 9 small squares all the same size. The puzzle is this. How can you cut a square biscuit into exactly 8 smaller squares? All the smaller squares have to be the same thickness as the original biscuit, but they don't all have to be the same size. So again, how can you cut a square biscuit into exactly 8 smaller squares, not all necessarily the same size? And if you can't illustrate your answer in an email, you can simply describe how it's done.
All right. When you do it, let us know. Put your answer in that email. And our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you are the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.